AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The COVID-19 variant that has emerged in Southern Africa is apt to spread as quickly as the Delta variant, leading several nations to impose travel bans. Here's Ben Thomas with more.
The World Health Organization has named the new variant Omicron, declaring it a highly transmissible virus of concern. But even before the announcement, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was proposing action.
To activate the emergency brake on travel from countries in Southern Africa and other countries affected to limit the spread of the new variant.
The 27-nation EU has imposed that ban, while the US, Canada, and several other countries are taking similar action. Meanwhile, financial markets fell sharply around the world. The Dow lost more than 905 points, or 2.5%, while the price of oil fell about 13%, the biggest decline since early in the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden tells reporters on Nantucket on how he reached his decision to restrict travel to the U.S. from Southern Africa.
We don't know a lot about the variant, except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team led by Dr. Fauci, and so that was the decision we made.
Biden adds that the new variant should make clearer than ever why this pandemic will not end until we have global vaccinations. So far, aside from the various Southern African nations, Omicron has been seen among travelers to Belgium, Hong Kong, and Israel. The Interior Department calls for an overhaul of the gas and oil leasing program on public lands and public waters. The proposal limits areas available for drilling and increases royalty rates, something that hasn't been done in some 100 years. The department also wants to raise bond payments energy companies must set aside for future cleanup before they drill. This is AP News. Thanksgiving was observed as a day of mourning by some Native Americans. AP's Jackie Quinn.
On the historic landmark that overlooks Plymouth Rock, members of Native American tribes from around New England gathered to mourn, citing centuries of racism and mistreatment that indigenous people around the world have suffered.
Slaughters of indigenous people would be celebrated by a day of Thanksgiving, and yet the history books call us the savages.
Keisha James of the Aquinna Wampanoag tribe says the stories we all learned in school about the first Thanksgiving are mostly lies.
Some Wampanoag ancestors did welcome the pilgrims and save them from starvation. And what did we get in return for this kindness? Genocide, the theft of our lands, slavery, starvation, and never-ending oppression.
James is the granddaughter of a tribal member who started the annual Day of Mourning in 1970. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.